You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed, and we are praying. Amen. This is our time of exalting the Lord. This is our time of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. This is our time of presenting ourselves unto the Lord God Almighty as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, that we be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, so that we may know his good and perfect and acceptable will. This is our time where we are marinating and basking and abiding and dwelling in the Spirit of the Lord. This is our time where we are praising and worshiping. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. This is our time where we, as we bless the Lord and minister unto him, that we are encouraged, that we receive perspective and even breakthrough. Hallelujah. And answers, and just drawing nigh unto God, and seeing him draw nigh unto us. This is our time where we disconnect from the worldly system and connect and reconnect and reconnect and reconnect and reconnect and reconnect to the kingdom system. This is our time where we cleave and we practice the cleaving unto God. This is our time of washing Jesus's feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Serving at Jesus's feet. Thank you, Father God. So let us begin to pray. Let us begin to pray. Let us begin to adore God. Adorn him with the praises and the fruits of our lips. Hallelujah. Will you join me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this now, oh God, that as we come into your presence, yes, we come with a lot of things. We come with worries, cares, burdens, fears. Hallelujah. We come with issues. We come with details of circumstances and situations. We come with joys. We come with grievances. We come with frustrations. We come with hope. We come in faith. We come with hopelessness. We come with doubts. We come, Lord God, with all of it to you. For you are the only one who is able. And in the midst of that, we put that aside because we declare you are more important. And so right now, we just exalt you. And right now, we just declare that you are Lord and that you are able. You are able. You are Alpha and Omega. We thank you. We welcome you in this place, Holy Spirit. And thank you for welcoming us in this place. And I thank you, oh God, that when two or more of us are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So thank you for your presence, oh God. Woo! You are the only living God. Thank you for your presence right now. We need you. Thank you, oh God. We need you. You are our living water. You are our daily bread. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our Jehovah Nissi, our banner. You are our victory. You are the source of
our victory. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter if we see it, signs of it now or not. You are our victory. You see it. And in that, we grow to trust and lean on. You are, hallelujah, our Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. Hallelujah. You are, oh God, our Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace. You are Prince of Peace. And the peace you give us is not like this world's peace. And thank you, oh God, for your peace. You are, hallelujah, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is there. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You are with us in the dark places. You are with us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You are with us, hallelujah, in this time. Hallelujah, you are with us in the midst of the pain. You are with us in the midst of You are with us in the midst of the affliction, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of being overwhelmed, in the midst of whatever it is. You are with us in the midst of the emotion. You are with us, God. He is with you. And we thank you, oh God, for your presence being with us. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. Even at times we may feel like you left us and we may feel like you've forsaken us, but those feelings are deceiving. The truth is you will never leave us nor forsake us. The truth is you are closer to us than we realize. Oh, hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. You are our soul security. You are our security, O God. You are our stability, O God. Hallelujah. I'm reminded as Peter stepped out of the boat and kept his, as long as his eyes were on you, you were the stability, the foundation that he was able to stand on when it was an impossible thing of standing on water. You, God, are our foundation. Christ is my firm foundation. Hallelujah. The rock on which I stand. Yes, Lord. When everything around me is shaken. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. You are our firm foundation. Oh, Lord, you are. You are our rock. You are our refuge. You are our shield. You are our shelter. You, oh God, are our secret place. You, oh God, are our identity. You, oh God, are our success. You, oh God, the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. How can we not run to the all-knowing one? There is no one else that's all-knowing. You are, oh God, the omniscient one, the omnipresent one. Present with us. You're present here with me, hallelujah, and with everyone under the sound of my voice right now. You are present with us. You are present in the room. Present. You are the gift that we need, Lord. Ooh. You are, oh God, the omnipotent one, all-powerful one, El Shaddai, Almighty. Hallelujah. You are El Elyon, Most High God. You are. You are love. You are grace. You are mercy. You are long-suffering. You are free to forgive. You freely forgive as we repent. And in this now, we repent, O God. We repent of our sins. We repent of things that you find displeasing. We repent, O God, of simply metanoia, changing the way we think. Changing the way, even the way we approach things, the way we handle things, the way we respond to things, the way we react. changing, oh God, even our spiritual practices, increasing our time with you, increasing our reading of the word, increasing our prayer time, increasing our moments of silence in your presence. Be still and know that I am. Know that I am God. Know that I am. In Exodus 3, he introduces himself to Moses as I am that I am. We thank you, O God, for these times you're introducing us to new aspects of you, O God. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are our firm foundation. In the midst of the noise, midst of the news, in the midst of the threats, in the midst of it all, you, oh God, are the good news that we seek. You, oh God. Somebody say, Christ, you are my firm foundation. We're going to believe, we're choosing today to believe you. We're re-choosing today to believe in you. We are recommitting to believing you. Walking in agreement with you and what thus saith the Lord. That even in times, hallelujah, what you're saying will directly clash with what we see, what we feel, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we know. Ooh, Jesus! But we're believing you. We choose to walk in agreement. We're going to walk in agreement with you. Not in agreement with ourselves. We're walking in agreement with you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We're walking in agreement. Somebody say, I'm walking in agreement. I'm walking in partnership with you. And in that partnership, that means me submitting. That means me surrendering. That means me giving up my will. That means me having a nevertheless attitude. Nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. Hallelujah. That means that I'm going to be encountering some circumcising moments. That I'm going to be dying to self moments, denying self. We're walking in agreement with God, choosing to believe what you say, not what we say. If what we say doesn't match what you say, we are abandoning what we say, what we think. And how do we know what you say? We get in your presence. Help us to get in your presence even more, oh God. Create the space, oh God. Create the opportunities. Let us be in partnership with you by creating the opportunities to get in your presence. That is what we need more than anything, Lord. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? In order for us to walk with God, oh, hallelujah. In order for us to walk with God, hallelujah. We must agree with him. And there are some times that our natural man will not agree with God. And that will be the distinction. That will be the thing that exposes where we are in our carnal selves and not our spirit self. Bible says that To be carnally minded is enmity with God. We don't want to be carnally minded, oh God. We want to be spirit-filled, spirit-minded. In this time, in this day, in this state of the world, we want to be spirit-minded, led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, he calls the disciples and he says, anyone following me, they must forsake. They must lose their life. They must deny themselves, take up their cross to, in order to follow me. It is in you we find the very thing that we've been looking for outside of you. We find it in you. Oh, Lord, we are choosing to walk in agreement with you. Hallelujah. It takes me to Abram in Genesis 12. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That walked with you. And in the walking with you, let's read the scripture. Somebody say, I'm walking with God, no matter the cost. Are we a people that will walk with God no matter the cost? Because there is a cost. Let's look at some of the costs that Abram had to pay in walking with God. In Genesis 12, it says, now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. There was a cost of leaving. A cost of leaving thy country, thy kindred, thy father's house, to get to a land that I will show thee. Yes, Lord. There's some familiars that we have to pay the price of leaving in order to grow familiar and get into a familiar place with Christ Jesus, with the Lord God Almighty, with Yahweh. With Adonai, with Abba, our Father. There's some cost of obedience. There's some cost of our free will. Lord God, we want to walk with you. I pray that you will even give us a hunger and a desire and a thirst and a passion to walk with you. The goal, the success, the peace, the joy, the love is in walking with you. There's some doing right in your eyes. Hallelujah, that we must do in walking with you and not in our own eyes. Thank you, Lord. Show us in this season of our life what it is, what it takes, what we need to do, how we partner with you to walk in agreement. Show us where we're walking in disagreement with you, oh God. Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can be in disagreement, hallelujah, thinking that we're in your will. Show us, oh God, hallelujah. Make us aware, oh God, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, hallelujah, to be in agreement with you, hallelujah. To be in agreement with what you say about us, hallelujah. To be in agreement with what you think, hallelujah. May we have the mind of Christ, hallelujah. That having your mind will help us and cause us to be in agreement with you, hallelujah. Give us your perspective, oh God, your wisdom, oh God, your understanding, oh God, your discernment, oh God, hallelujah, that we may walk in agreement with you, ayarabasaya, give us your desires, oh God, that we may walk in agreement with you, ayarabosondia, thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We want to walk in agreement with you. And now even I'm reminded, and I'm going to turn to Exodus, hallelujah, chapter 3, when Moses was called, hallelujah, in order to walk in agreement with God and to go and fulfill the mission and the assignment, hallelujah, Moses had to come out of agreement with himself. Moses had to come out of agreement with the insecurity. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. Moses had to come out of agreement with his own inadequacies. We're coming out of agreement with the inadequacies. We're coming out of agreement with the insecurities. We're coming out of agreement with fear. Hallelujah. Rebayamiah. Moses, in order to walk in agreement with God and fulfill the mission and fulfill the assignment and position himself to experience God, even face to face. It required him coming out of agreement with the old man. He had to first come into agreement with God to discover who he really was, who he really is in Yahweh. We first got to come out of agreement the way Abram had to come out of the land. What do we have to come out of in order to go into the depths and the riches and the knowings of agreeing with you? The beauty of agreeing with you. Hallelujah. In you, God, you will speak a word of light. You will speak a word of life in the midst of dark, in the midst of death, in the midst of hallelujah, karebasaya. You will speak a word of peace in the midst of chaos. You will speak a word of reconciliation in the midst of strife. You will speak a word, hallelujah, in a place where it directly opposes, it directly disagrees with what we see, what we know. Ah, Kandiria, we're choosing to walk in agreement with you. We're choosing to talk in agreement with you. We're choosing to believe in agreement with you. Ah, hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. We're choosing to follow you and not our own ways. I'm walking in agreement with you, God. We all need to say that. I'm walking in agreement with you, God, no matter the cost. No matter the cost. Because what I have to sacrifice pales in comparison to the blessing that you're pouring out. What I have to leave pales in comparison to what you are wanting to pour into me and what you want to do through me and where you want to bring me to the promised land that you have me to enter into. And I say me because I'm speaking as if we are all speaking to God, if that makes sense. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're coming into agreement with you. We're agreeing with you. We're agreeing with scripture when it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to walk in agreement and we're going to give thanks despite. Somebody say, we're giving thanks despite what I feel like doing. We're walking in agreement with you and we're strengthening our spirit, man. Seeing yokes broken off of us. Seeing burdens lifted and removed. We're walking in agreement with you. You know what's past tomorrow. You know what's past next month. You know what's past next year. Oh, we are walking in agreement with you. And this is pleasing. Listen, I hear you, Holy Spirit. It requires faith to walk in agreement with God. Hallelujah. Ah, and it's at the point of faith that we are pleasing God. For the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. It requires faith. Because walking in agreement with God, there will be times where it's illogical. There will be times where it doesn't make sense. It will be times where it's even seemingly absurd. Seemingly, this is the wrong. This is not the best idea. Not the best decision. Oh, yes. It requires faith to walk in agreement. It requires faith. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, help us. Lord God, help us to agree with you. Anything that's coming against us agreeing with you, any strongholds that will inhibit us from walking in agreement with you, we tear it down now. Any lies that we have bought in as truth that will keep us from walking in disagreement with you. We destroy that place now. We cancel them. We render them null and void. They're mute. They're no longer influencing our life. Any influences, any places of and words of manipulation to keep us out of walking in agreement with you, we destroy those places now in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against it. We cancel it out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any mountains that will keep us, mountains of fear, mountains of rejection, mountains of looking to the past, mountains of guilt, mountain, whatever the mountain is, we cast those mountains into the sea. Hallelujah. And declare and decree that we are walking in agreement with God. And there is nothing and no one that can stop us. Anyone, any distractions that will come, that's trying to come against, knowingly or unknowingly, innocently or not, that's trying to come against us walking in agreement with God, remove them, Lord. Anything obstructing, any obstructions of the justice of walking in agreement with you, remove it, Lord. We denounce it. We come against it by the blood of Jesus. We want to walk in agreement with you. Any ideologies, any systems, even any bad theologies that will come against us walking in agreement with you. Oh, God, hallelujah, karabasandaya, disrupt those places. Break up the fallow ground, oh, God, and begin to produce fruit of us walking in agreement with you. I'm walking in agreement and I'm forgiving. I'm walking in agreement and I'm displaying peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Yes, hallelujah. For these are the sons of God. We're walking, hallelujah, in agreement with you. Hallelujah. Lord, we're walking in agreement with you and causing in commanding the fleshly things to fall off. We're pressing through. We're pressing through. We're pressing through to walk into agreement with you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. To get into that the depths of walking in agreement with you, there's some places and things and ways and mindsets that we have to press through. That they won't go away first, but we have to press through. By your Spirit, oh God, let us walk in agreement with you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing to us and teaching us what that looks like on a daily basis, on a minute basis, on a second basis, on a moment basis. What does it look like, oh God, in this season and in this time to walk in agreement with you? in walking in agreement with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's some Garden of Gethsemane moments. In the Garden of Gethsemane is where Jesus went in the agony of what he was about to face the cross. Hallelujah. He went into a prayer place. Hallelujah. That wasn't a light place, but he pressed. And he pressed. There's a pressing in. And coming to this place of walking in agreement with you. And as he asked, Lord, if it be your will, remove this cup. But nevertheless, not your will, and not my will, thine will be done. In walking in agreement with you, in walking in agreement with God, there's some crosses that we have to bear. There's some suffering we got to endure. Some crucifying moments that we have to surrender to, like Jesus surrendered on Mount Golgotha. There is even some feelings of Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? There's some feelings of that we may face and press through in walking in agreement with God. Hallelujah, Lord. I hear you, Holy Spirit. There's some on the first day Jesus crucified. The second day, hallelujah, it was silent. And that holy Saturday was silent. It was dark. It was nothing. There's some silence. Hallelujah. That we have to visit and endure in walking in agreement with God. Ah, Karabosia. There's some the resurrecting glory of God that we see and come into. Yes, Lord. In walking in agreement with God. Somebody say, I am walking in agreement with God. And in walking in agreement with the great I am, it teaches us how to walk in agreement with our brothers and sisters on this earth. In walking in agreement with the great I am, we learn how to traverse through disagreement, hallelujah, in a healthy and holy way, because like the Holy Spirit spoke earlier, there's going to be some points that we disagree with God, but we choose the greater good, which is I'm choosing to sever this place of disagreement, and I'm just going to surrender into agreeing with you, Lord. Agreeing with you, Lord, when everything that I know is saying I disagree. When everything that makes sense to me saying disagree. When everything that feels says disagree. No! Hallelujah. Those are points where I need to die to self. I need to surrender, deny self. That's what I mean by the dying to self, that part of us has to fall off. Those are scales that got to fall off. Those are scales that are having us blinded. Woo, Shandarabasaya, to the truth, the life, the light, the power. Those are scales that keep us even from walking, keep us out of walking in the power, in authority, in the dominion that God has given us. Yes. In order to walk in the power and authority and dominion, we got to get into that place of agreement with God. Woo! Lord God, thank you for teaching us how to walk in agreement with you, that we're walking in the power and the authority. Yes, hallelujah. In the dominion, we're exercising the power that you've given us, the authority that you've given us, the dominion that you've given us by walking in agreement with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. We're walking in agreement with you and believing what you say. We're walking in agreement with you and believing your report. And if we don't know what you're saying and we don't know what your report is, you already spoke. Well, yeah, we get into the, press in, get into that place of spending time, quality time. Oh, Lord, quality time with you. Yes, we get into that humble place. In order to walk in agreement with God, you know how we have to walk? Meek and lowly of heart.
That's what Jesus, yes, Jesus said, come learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. This is what he speaks in Matthew, I believe, chapter 11. But we and notice that Jesus walked in agreement with God. Let me just verify my scripture call out. I'm turning to it right now. Hallelujah, 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 somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Mark 11. I'm sorry, Matthew 11. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Yes, hallelujah. Jesus now is telling us to learn of him. He walked in agreement with God. He did no miracle by his own power. It was all by God. He let us know that all throughout the Gospels. Yes. Whew, yes. We're walking in agreement with you, oh God. That we're merely echoing what thus saith the Lord. Walking in agreement with God has us speaking to those things that are not as though they are. Walking in agreement with God. Adam in the garden, we see him in walking and being in agreement with God, that he was now able to do what God was able to do in speaking to and calling, and God gave him the assignment. Now you go and name the animals. He wasn't doing it outside of God. He was doing it in agreement with God. He was doing it being one with God. So what he named them, it was perfect because it was God naming them. They were so much one that it's not even me speaking, it's God speaking. Come on, somebody. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. I'm walking in agreement with God. It's pleasing God, even if you gotta displease some people. Walking in agreement with God. It's pleasing God. And not ourselves. There will be times where it's not about me. It's about God. Yes, and that teaches me humility. That teaches me to get myself off of a me system to a God system. Yes, help us to be all about you. Yes, Lord. Help us to be God conscious, not me conscious, not I conscious, not selfish, but Godish. Yes, Lord. Not all about self, not exalting self, but I'm exalting God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And may we, as we receive faith through the hearing of this word, may we stay with it. Let it linger in us. Let us not be a people that hear a word and then move on and it doesn't take root. Let us get to a place where it's like that word that we receive is taking root in us and it's producing fruit in us. That even a month from now, 6 months from now, I'm walking more in agreement with you than I was before. I'm evolving and conforming into Christ. That is less and less of being able to see a distinction between me and Christ, me and the Lord. Because I'm more like him and less like the old man.
Yes. Bible talks about being in Christ, that the old man, that we are a new creature, the old man passed away, all things become new. Yes. Are all things becoming new? Or are we still in the old? Are all things becoming new with each day? We're walking in agreement. Thank you, God. We're walking in agreement and believing that we are healed by your stripes. We're walking in agreement and believing that you are making a way out of no way. We're walking in agreement and believing your word in Mark 11. Hallelujah. 22 through 25. We're walking in agreement with you, having faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, yes, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. We're walking in agreement with you in your word, that we are able to speak to those mountains. Hallelujah. And command them to be thou removed and cast into the sea. Hallelujah. And that we're not doubting, but believing that what we said shall come to pass. We're believing, we're walking in agreement with you. And then, like it says in John 15, that we're abiding. Us walking in agreement with you is abiding in you, in your word in us. That we cannot bear any fruit of itself except we abide in the vine. You are the vine that we're abiding in. And your promises is that as we abide in you and your words abide in us, so that we shall ask what we will and it shall be done unto you. We're abiding and we're agreeing. We're abiding and we are agreeing. We're abiding and we are agreeing. We're abiding and we're agreeing that peace is our portion. We're abiding and agreeing that you know the plans that you have for us, a plan to prosper us and not harm us, a plans of a hope and a future. We are abiding and we are agreeing, hallelujah, in your resurrecting power. We're abiding and agreeing that nothing is too hard for you and that you are able. We're abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, that you are a God of miracles, signs, and wonders, and we believe in that place. We are abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, that your name is a name above all names, hallelujah. And when we speak in your name, we shall see change and movement and shift. We're abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, that trouble won't last always. We're abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, that is turning around in our favor. We're abiding and agreeing that all things are working together for our good. We're abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, that we're coming into our true identity in Christ Jesus, that we are finding our life in you, hallelujah. We're abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, and see you, hallelujah, make a path, and Lord God, in the desert places, it makes rivers and streams in the desert places, in the wasteland places. We're abiding and agreeing. You turn ashes and give us beauty, and take the morning and give us oils of joy. We're abiding and agreeing, hallelujah, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We're abiding and agreeing that you are a restorer. We are abiding and agreeing that you are able to reconcile. Hallelujah. We're abiding and agreeing and seeing that you move by your outstretched hand. We are abiding and agreeing with you. Ah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for it. So help us in this week to abide and agree. Help us in this month to abide and agree. And now we're seeing your miracles, signs, and wonders. We're seeing the impossible be possible. We're abiding and agreeing in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaberekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panabalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Panabalacha Beyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. And remember, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.